Well, after making a few dollars in some of the events we had bets on last week, we look now this week at four events, two of which are played at the same venue, interestingly enough, the Vic Open being played as both a European Tour event and an LPGA Tour event. We'll have a look at that shortly. The tournament in the United States is, of course, the AT&T Pebble Beach event being played at the Great Pebble Beach on the Monterey Peninsula. Two other courses there in the opening three rounds also, but returning to Pebble Beach for the final on the Sunday. We'll take a quick look at the Web.com Tour event being played in Panama. So there's plenty of options as far as having a bet this week. So let's get started with the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, where Dustin Johnson, such a great record at Pebble Beach, of course, comes off the back of the win in Saudi Arabia last week. He's been top five in five of his last appearances here at this particular event. He was pretty good at the US Open, also here at Pebble Beach back in 2010 when he led into the last round. Admittedly, he faded to finish eighth, but he just seems to produce good result after good result here at Pebble Beach. And in the form that he's in off the back of that win in Saudi Arabia, provided he isn't too fatigued by the trip back from the Middle East, he starts the event at $6 and deserves to be the favourite, does Dustin Johnson. Jason Day is also another with a pretty good record at Pebble Beach. He hasn't won here, but in four of his last six starts, he's been inside the top six in this particular event. He was second last year. He was fifth at Torrey Pines a couple of weeks ago. He was 13th at the Tournament of Champions, so he's got a good record on the golf course. He's in pretty good form, Jason Day. He's at $8.50, and I imagine that he will give a pretty good sight this week. A couple of other players well worth keeping an eye on. Jordan Spieth has been a winner of this event, and two other top tens. He's been no worse than 22nd in six starts in this event. We know he's struggled quite a bit in the last 6 to 8 months or so, but Spieth seems to be finding a little bit of form again now. He's at $17 and may be worth consideration given the fact that he's been a winner of this event previously. Phil Mickelson's certainly been a winner previously. He's been second in two of his last three times to this event. He was second in La Quinta 2 or 3 weeks ago. He did miss the cut in his last event, but he's been in reasonably good form this season. And as I said, he has a very good record at Pebble Beach, does Phil Mickelson. A couple of longer odds. Brent Snedek has made his last 14 cuts. He's been a two-time winner at this event. He's not in great form at the moment, but he's not in bad form. So he might be in good enough form to allow a return visit to Pebble Beach to boost his chances. And at $41, I think they are pretty good odds. And another player, I think, at very juicy odds, well worth considering, is Nick Watney. He's made 9 of his last 10 cuts on the PGA Tour. He hasn't been at his best for quite some time, but when he's good, he's very good, and he's certainly starting to show some signs of that good form that he's capable of, Nick Watney. He's had some good finishes here, including when second behind Brant Snedeker himself 4 years ago. So Nick Watney at 101, I think, is worth a bit of a speculative bet at those sort of prices. So just quickly again through them, Dustin Johnson at $6, Jason Day at $8.50, Jordan Spieth at $17, Phil Mickelson at $21, Brant Snedeker at $41, and Nick Watney at $101 are the players that I think are worth keeping an eye on this week at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. We'll head down to Australia for two events down there, both played at the same venue. A very innovative event being staged by both the European and Australasian tours as far as the men's event is concerned, and the LPGA Tour, the sanctioning body behind the women's event. Starting first with the women's event, Minji Lee has been a two-time winner of this event, admittedly not as an LPGA Tour event, but she is now ranked 7th in the world. And of course, she was second on the LPGA Tour money list last year. She hasn't played for a while, admittedly, but at $4, she's the hot favourite and deserves to be because of her standing in the game and because of the fact that she's had such a good record in this particular event. Georgia Hall was the Women's British Open champion last year. She's been a previous winner here, interestingly enough. She's now the 8th-ranked player in the world. She was 9th in her first event of the year just a couple of weeks ago, and she has therefore she has the benefit of one outing already. So Georgia Hall at $7 is expected to give Minji Lee a bit of a run for her money. Charlie Hull is at $8. She won her first event of the year when she played a Ladies European Tour event just a few weeks ago. She's had top tens in two of the five majors last year. She's the sort of player that seems capable of winning anywhere in the world, Charlie Hollis. She's shown on both the LPGA and the Ladies European Tour. So I think she's got a very good chance this week, given the form that she brings to the event. Pernille Lindberg was the ANA Inspiration Champion last year. She's not really played well since, but she did finish fifth in this event at this venue last year. She's at $34. And I think a player that will be a star of the future and worth keeping an eye on this week is a young lady that's recently turned professional, Kristen Gilman. She was the US Amateur Champion last year. She's now gained a card for the LPGA Tour. She's already won a pro event when winning an event in Japan last year. She was 27th at the US Women's Open. She's got a lot of game, a lot of class, a lot of people expecting a lot of things of Kristen Gilman. And at $26, she may well represent some value this week. So those are the players. Let's just run through them again. Minji Lee at $4, Georgia Hall at $7, Charlie Hull at $8, Pernille Lindberg at $34, and Kristen Gilman, the recently turned professional, at $26. The other event being played in conjunction, if you like, with the Women's Vic Open is the Men's Vic Open, and a field that brings together five or six players from the world top 100. The leading world ranked player in the field is Adrian Atagui, the Spanish player, who was 24th in Saudi Arabia last week. He did finish fourth at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai towards the end of last year. He won the Belgian knockout and was second at the China Open. So he's at $29, but I think there are players that are probably more capable of doing well this week. But I wouldn't dismiss his chances at those sort of odds, Adrian Atagui, $29. Jason Scrivener and Lucas Herbert share favouritism in many of the betting agencies. They're at $13. Scrivener, of course, is developing into a very classy player, three top tens in his last four on the European Tour. He did win the New South Wales Open towards the end of 2007. That's his only win in professional golf, but he's a very classy player, Jason Scrivener, the West Australian, who seems to be developing into really a fine player in world golf. Lucas Herbert, what a tremendous season for him in 2018. Of course, he's now got his European Tour card. He was seventh in Dubai just a couple of weeks ago. He was sixth in this event 2 years ago, Lucas Herbert. He just seems capable of going to the absolute highest level of the game. And he's at $13 along with Jason Scrivener, and they are the two favourites, and both certainly have very good chances. Ryan Fox, the New Zealander, often plays these type of golf course as well. He was sixth in Saudi Arabia last week. He's at $15. Justin Harding, the South African golfer, is an impressive player. He's played well the last couple of weeks. He had a great year on the Asian Tour last season. He's at $26. And Jake McLeod, the Queenslander, was second here 2 years ago, interestingly enough. He missed the cut last year, but he's become a very impressive player of late, including wins at the New South Wales Open towards the end of last year. He did finish third behind Abraham Anser and Dimi Papadaros at the Australian Open. And he did okay in Saudi in his first event for quite some time, did Jake McLeod. He's at $29. And we did mention Dimi Papadaros just a few moments ago because he did finish runner-up at the Australian Open. He is a previous winner of this event, Dimi. He's at $21. So just quickly through those again, Jason Scrivener and Lucas Herbert at $13. Adrian Atagui, the Spanish golfer, at $29. Ryan Fox at $15. Dimi Papadaros at $21. Justin Harding at $26. And Jake McLeod at $29 are the players I'll be keeping an eye on this week in terms of betting opportunities. The one other event that I think is worth mentioning is the Web.com Tour event in Panama. Willie Wilcox, who's been fourth in the opening two events that he's played this year on the Web.com Tour, he's at $15. Tyler McCumber, what a very fine young player he is. A multiple winner on both the Canadian and South American tours in previous years. He's now on the Web.com Tour. He's had two very good finishes to start his season. He's at $21. Minwoon Lee, who finished fourth in Saudi Arabia last week against a significantly stronger field than he will face this week, he's at $21. And Rayan Gibson, the Australian golfer, who's yet to win a professional tournament, interestingly enough. He does produce a lot of good finishes in Web.com Tour events, and he was 17th in this event last year. He was 8th last week, and at $34, he might be reasonably good value to finally get across the line and win his first event as a professional golfer. So those are the events we'll be keeping an eye on this week. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.